happened before we were like even conscious. But it's crazy. It's a crazy story. So we were 6 weeks old. Like when I look back at old pictures of me and Uncle Jason, when we're young, I mean, when we're like 4 months old, 3 months old, I cannot tell the difference. Isn't that crazy to look at an old picture of yourself and be like, I don't know which one is me and I don't know which one is Uncle Jason. That's insane to me. So we were 6 months old, or 6 weeks or 6 months. I think 6 months old. You know, we were born, Jason was like a pound and bigger than me. He was a pound bigger. So you could tell who was bigger and who wasn't. When we were 6 months old, we kind of grew to be exactly the same. The only way our mom could tell us apart, Nana could tell us apart, is by the color of diaper pin she put on us. So I think I had a yellow one and Jay had like a green one, whatever. So she takes us to the doctor for our 6 month checkup. We go, hands us off to the doctor to be weighed and measured. And then, you know, it was like the first time she'd given us away to somebody to do something for us, and she wasn't there. And the nurse comes back a few minutes later, brings us back, and she had put Pampers on us, which are like diapers that tape. And she hands Mom, Nana, our diaper pins in a baggie and was like, hey, I just switched their diapers. I put Pampers on them for you. And Mom was like, do you remember who had which diaper pin? And the woman said, no. And Mom was like, what did you do? And Nana freaked out, took us home, like bawled, started crying. I can only imagine how traumatic that is, because you just don't know which one is which. And she said, okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put who I think is Randy in Randy's crib and who I think is Jason in Jason's crib. And Pop, our dad, would come home. And he would either look at the crib and be like, why is Jason in Randy's crib? Or why is Randy in Jason's crib? He would say that. And he didn't say anything. So literally she based it just on that, on my dad's ability to tell us apart. Now, maybe he didn't know. Maybe, look, I can't even tell. So maybe he didn't even know. So there is a chance that I could be Jason and Jason could be me. And the only way we could have told is if we would have done our handprints and foot, like our handprints or thumbprints and whatnot, are different. They're identical, but they're different. They're like, I think, mirror images. We have different fingerprints. And so we could have done that, but after 30 years, we tried to figure that out when we were 38 or something like that. But after 30 years, the hospital destroys all the records. So there's no way to tell if I'm Jason or Jason's me, or I'm me and Jason's Jason. There's just no way to tell. Isn't that crazy that story happened?